Good evening, Moirai Verabosai. I think these halachas are particularly important because we tend to sometimes, we don't really ask so many shailas about, though. You know, how often do you ask shailas about hotzah, achnosa, hagba, glila? So, there's a lot of things one could potentially get wrong. Verabosai, we're up to Simon Kufla, Medalet, Seif Beis, second half of Seif Beis. Shall be addressing for the first few minutes of today's share. We'll be learning about a little bit more about yesterday's subject, Hotzov Achnosa. We'll be learning after that Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, which tells us about lining on Mondays and Thursdays. What happens, Rabbi Yisai, if somebody missed the lining on Monday? If he missed the morning lining, Monday morning, does he need to try to get, should he try to get to a drives past Stamford Hill? Or should he try to catch the lining later on? What happens if you miss altogether lining on Monday? Should you try to catch up on Tuesday?
Catch up on Tuesday.
Why not? If you get to a place, let's say, after on Tuesday you have a minyan, and I'm sorry, I missed the lining yesterday. Do you mind to hold on for 5 minutes? Take out Sefer Torah, you line with the minyan, and you move on. How's that? No, ideal. Okay, we'll be addressing that. What about mincha? If you miss by shachis, should you do it by mincha? Or let's say a different shayla, Rabbi Yisrael. What happens if they got it wrong? You know, a kind of shul that they got it completely wrong. They lined the wrong parsha. I mean, I could picture myself such a scenario. For sure that people are not really that committed, and Balkore, he lines, and only after lining, the rabbi says, actually, I think you got the wrong seder here. So is there, and then, but that's, let's say people have gone home already, he only notices, should he then by mincha say, okay, Rabbi Yisai, sorry, we made a mistake, and you by mincha, you lined the right seder? How does that sound? Okay, we'll be addressing that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we're at this point. We're still up to Simon Kuf Lamed Dalet Seif Beis. We're up to the word V'nagul Asuskin Achishikol B'Torah. So, and then we're up to the full stop of here. Aval Kshemaitzin Oisoi, the Ramah says, when you take out the Sefer Torah, Oimah Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur says, Gadlu, he says, Gadlu Hashem Iti, V'akol Oimim Roimimu, V'chulu, Ov Rachamim, Hu Yirachem, Amam Musim, V'yesh oimrim loima, and some say ala koil iskadal. V'chenoy again, and that is certainly the minik beYom Tov uveShabbos. V'yesh lachzik atoyre biyemin, one should hold the sefer Torah with the right hand. V'kshoy l'rishul hikrois, when the first, just before, prior to the first aliyah l'Torah, oimrim musay boch shenas on Torah v'chulu. The custom of the world is to say Baruch Shemei. Peshas oitzar sefer Torah, pein bechol uvein beShabbos. The custom is to say Baruch Shemei during oitzar sefer Torah, which is from the Zohar Kodesh, a very special tefillah. You can say it from the taking, if it wasn't said immediately during taking out, you can't say it until one lines. Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ben Bechol, Ben Beshabbos. The Am in Hogim, is that everybody's minik to say Baruch Shemei both on weekdays and on Shabbos? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. There are people who have the minik to say it only on Shabbos. But generally, the universal minik nowadays is to say it on weekdays and on Shabbos. The Mishnah Ramosh has a tshuva. When is the best time to say it? When you open the Ohr HaKodesh, or when you take the Sefer Torah out? Ramosh has a whole tshuva about it. But Mishnah Berurah says that one should take it B'shas Hotzah Sefer Torah. What does that sound like? B'shas Hotzah Sefer Torah. When should you say? What? Yeah. Sounds like you say Baruch Shemei when it's taken out and not when you open the oven. Do you think that's a duke? I agree with you, duke. I think that's what it sounds like.
It could be like that, but it's
psychotic. It could be. It could be as well. Yeah. Could be. If there's a slight mashmos, then it's when you... Logistically, it would be very difficult.
Because
you're right.
You say it fast enough, has it?
Yeah. Super slow motion, yeah. No, I hear that. Technically, it's a little bit difficult. You would say it, yeah, so it's true that our chazan doesn't really accommodate for that minute. You're right. It would have to work differently, yeah. Okay, then he says, the Torah needs to be lifted three times. I wonder how many shluchei tzibur are aware of this. Shliach Tzibur needs to lift up the Torah three times. The Hainu, i.e., Peshosh Oem Shema. When you say Shema, you lift up the Sefer Torah. Gently. Echot. When you say Echot, you lift up a little bit. You get like a little. Godlu a third time, by the way, God. Mogravon B'Shem, Masech HaSofim. So that's from really early sources. From Masech HaSofim, that's a Braisa. Really, really early. She lift up the Sefer Torah slightly, three times.
Talking about weekdays as well?
What would sound? Right. Yeah. So, yeah, although you're right. You're right. You're definitely right. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yudal, b'yemin you shoulder Sefer Torah on the right hand side. Al Shem HaKosov, b'yemin you techabgeni. Shoulder Sefer Torah on the right hand side. The Apostle says, b'yemin you on the right hand techabgeni. For it also, the additional reason why shoulder with the right hand side, because the Torah was given with the right hand side. Now, Rabbi Sai, who's left handed over here? Jonathan is. Besides that, anybody left handed? So, how do you hold the Sefer Torah? Do you also with the right hand or with the left hand? Left handed person. Lefty. So, how do you hold the Sefer Torah? How do you men hold the Sefer Torah?
Right.
On the right, indeed. Oh, I see. That's a good pshat. But the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Torah nitna b'yamin, the Torah was given with the right. Hashem's right. So we present that by also holding on the right. And therefore, whether you are lefty or righty, you're going to be holding with the right hand side. When we return on Shabbos, b'shachis sefer Torah back, loimah, the custom is to say, amizmo hovol Hashem b'nei elim. And on Shabbos b'mincha we say it's like different. We say mizmech chov dalet. And finally, if Kotten Tzvav, Mishnah Berurah says, "Boch shenos v'achkach oimrim hakel tomim sheish ba'aboim oisus b'seftos hakel tomim," which is called 40 days. It's connected in line with aboim yom, the 40 days shemoy shibo, which Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai.
Especially if
you
close the iron straight away, is it
in to
keep it open or closed while
saying? I don't know if this is halacha or pure minhag, but it remains open until
he walks away, until he starts walking away.
Yeah.
After the time. What?
God lives the time.
Yeah, a lot of people close it beforehand.
Yeah, because if he turns around, his back's facing.
Good, very good. Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Yeah, I think that could be pshat. That's interesting. Okay, Simon Kuf Lamed Hei is introduced as is named Seidas Kiyas HaTorah B'Yom Shein V'Chamishi. Leaning on Mondays and Thursdays, and the Mishnah Berurah has got a beautiful little paragraph of introduction, which is as follows. Rambam writes in the 12th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu tikkun lohem leYisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken and established for Klal Yisrael. Shiukorim b'Torah b'Rabim, that Yidden should read from the Torah publicly, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, b'Sheni, on Monday, u'v'Chamishi, and on Thursday, b'Shachis, in the morning. Kedei in order, shelo yishu shlosh yomim, that they should not remain 3 days below Shmiyas Torah without hearing the Torah. Ve'ezra tikein, and Ezra added to this an additional takona, shiukoyrin gam b'mincha b'chol Shabbos, should read from the Torah on every Shabbos. We've got two takonas. Moshe Rabbeinu's takona was, Mondays and Thursdays. Ezra added to that, Shabbos Mincha. Why is that? Because of people who would be wasting their time. Yoshvei Konos, people sitting in the pubs, wasting their time. So therefore he said, you know what, might as well do something productive. And you learn a bit on Shabbos Mincha. So that will do only good. And he also established that three people should be called up. And the additional takon of that was also that you shouldn't be reading less than 10 psukim. Skip it, the bracket. Yerushalmi Isa, and Yerushalmi, it says as follows. Moshe tikalayim Yisrael shukurim b'teira, p'shabosas v'yom tov v'rosh chodesh v'cholosh el moed. Moshe Rabbeinu's takana was, tadin shulayin from the Torah on Shabbos, yom tov v'rosh chodesh, and chol ha-moed. Meviu rif b'perik ha-yom, emi v'chenu b'ram b'perik yud gimel al-chachet. So in other words, what we're seeing over here, that is a very early established takana that Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin. Moshe Rabbeinu established one should read on Mondays and Thursdays. Now, I don't know what that means, that it's in order that we shouldn't be 3 days without Torah. There's obviously, it's not the simple understanding of that. Because, why do you think it can't be the simple understanding? So we need to have Mondays and Thursdays, we need to learn, so that everybody should, so that we shouldn't be waiting 3 days without Torah. Well, it can't be the simple understanding. Of course, I mean, we say Birkas Torah every day, and we are Yotze Birkas Torah, but at the very, very least, don't you agree, every Yid learns Torah a little bit. At least you said Birkas Torah with some, it's unlikely somebody didn't learn Torah for 3 days. What have you got an explanation for that?
There's a difference between learning Torah and this kind of creative Torah for Hesiod.
Please
explain. It's a separate Indian in itself to have a naming, a communal naming.
Now, what is a nice pshat?
But
I hear what you're saying. It's a very interesting thought, but it needs to be polished a bit because pardon?
A lot of ideas need to be polished.
But why? Because if they learn every day, Moshe Rabbeinu said it needs we need to have learning on Mondays and Thursdays because every day, because otherwise they're not going to learn Torah. So it's true that what they established was public. But why was there need to do an established public? But Birkas HaTorah they would have said, surely. Right, we've encountered those kinds of people. Right. No, but I think I like your idea. I like your idea that something public. Yeah? Yeah, but I like the idea that it's something public, that something had to establish a public learning of Torah. Now, I don't know what you think, how deep is the learning of Torah that we have during learning? How deeply do we absorb the learning? How much of a learning is it?
It says Shmias anyway. It says Shmias Torah, not say Limud
anyway. Yeah.
It is on a lower level.
Yeah. Good Duke. Very good. Good. And how deep are we learning? When you're learning, to be perfectly honest, when I listen to learning on Mondays and Thursdays, I'm not going to come up with big chedushim and like massive. Exactly, most people don't even follow. So,
a customer
almost. So it's not a very deep learning. You're not going to come up with this massive kasha and this gewaltige ha'ora. Are you? Maybe Chaim Yeshua Levi is different, but I don't know. How deep is the learning? How deep is the learning during learning? It's not pretty. It's not very. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting thought. So you said that allowed people to have a bit more depth in it. Okay. Yeah, good idea. Very nice. Very, very nice thought. Yeah.
It's a reenactment of Matan.
There's something public about it.
Yeah, it's
It's a very, very interesting thought. Very interesting. But ultimately the reason is because there was an element of Limud HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu did it because without it we're lacking in Torah. Yeah, but Kadesh Yishon Velo Shmias Torah. So saying that, you're very good what you're saying. So they're saying that there was, So they may have learned Torah, but hearing Torah they didn't. The public, very, very nice thought. Okay. It sounds like it, yeah. That's what the Mishnah wants to be medayek, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. But if Yerushalmi says that the Moshe Rabbeinu established Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Which would appear that it's not, that maybe Mondays and Thursdays not. That may have been at a later point. Yeah, but that's not the Yerushalmi. That's, although the Rambam is quoting either, but yeah. The Rambam certainly says that, correct. Yeah. Okay, Sheif Aleph. B'sheni v'chamishi, b'shabbos, b'mincha, korin shlosha. On Mondays, Thursdays, Shabbos, mincha, we read, we call up three people. Be'ein poischin mohen, ve'ein musif nalem. Three people are called up, and we don't add, and we don't do less. Ve'ein maftirin binovi, and we will not do haftarah. Mondays and Thursdays, we don't, no haftarah. Now remember, Rabbi said that over here in previous generations, when somebody was called up, would actually line. So that's actually the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch, when they would be called up, they'd physically line. It's not just for the bracha, it's for the actual lining as well. Fimo yushnei chasanim in Beis HaKnesses, it would be two chasanim in Beis HaKnesses, v'em Yisraelim, they're both Yisraelim. Mota lehoisif liko is revii. Okay, think, imagine one shul, two chasanim will have chasna that very day. They're both in an obligation to be called up. What would you do then? You're rather stuck. Who would you choose? Two chasanim? Your son-in-law, but okay, but if it's no protection, then what are you going to do? So the Gemara says, you're rather stuck. So you're going to be calling up both. You're allowed to make a revi'i on a regular random Mondays and Thursday. You're allowed to call up four. When? One case, which is the case, to chasanim, on the chasna that day. But they do have a kiyomtev, shmutaloysiv. Look at that beautiful svara. It's like a yomtev. For chasn, it's like a yomtev. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Just because it's for the chasna yomtev doesn't mean, so therefore what? For the chosn, it's a yom tov. So why does that allow the whole shul to have a revi?
Because the chosn takes the shul with them.
Very good. Very, very good. Very good. Can I just elaborate this? I want to say, so Rabbi Yossel says, and that's something which we find in the poskim. We find that in the poskim. As you said, by Nilchas Tachon and another place as well. When there's a chasna in shul, that lifts up the level of the simcha in the whole shul, not just for that individual. Yes, we make a revi. Pardon? Yeah, that's right, to some extent as well. The simcha is a whole shul simcha.
Could you have a revi for another simcha?
Well,
for example, two brothers your
side. The remark, yeah, well, that's a good, the remark continues and says, for nira du adin leshnei ba'ale bris, if there's two brisen on that very day, to yom tov shalahemu kede lekaman sim tov kuf nun tes. So the remark says it's not only two chasnas, it's also two brisen on that day. You have to make a revi. Have you ever witnessed that?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, okay. No, you will add. You will add. Yeah, you will add. That's a good point. How would you do that?
Well, obviously, it would have to be one, an aliyah that has at least six psukim. As long as each shlishi has six psukim, you can just split it in half.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that. I suppose you could do that, but that's. Yeah, you suppose you could do that. Alternatively, you just move on and add another few psukim. Yeah.
That would require about
prohibition. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And if there's three chasanim.
I suppose you'd keep going, I suppose. Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. Is that? No, I have not. No, I've never witnessed it, and I don't know if any shuls actually does it. No. And indeed, the Mishneh Berurah says, I don't know if this is universally accepted, but the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkotten Gimel, Mutar Lehoisiv, if you're allowed to add, Kedesh Yuchlu Shneim La'alos LeTorah, because we want to enable everybody to be called out LeTorah. And then he says, V'ledina Kos V'achronim De'enu Agin Kein. And the Achronim, he doesn't specify them, but the Mishneh Berurah says, the Achronim, right? He doesn't specify who the Achronim are. De'enu Agin Kein, the custom is not like that. The Kolsh Kein De'in the Ba'le Bris, Bevada En Lino Ekein. So generally, the concept, the minig is not to do that. We don't generally do that. You remain with three. Now, why is it that we only have three? Why is it that we only do three aliyahs? Mishneh Berurah says, Sivkotten Beis, the earlier Mishneh Berurah, Mishon Bittel Meloch Lom, because people are in a hurry, people need to go to work. And it's no holidays. It's no holidays, people need to get to business. No, it's true, people need to get to office. The latest by, because you're self-employed, that's different. But otherwise, what time do you need to be? You need to be in the office. You need to be in the office. Some people are teaching. Some people are working hard, right? Some people are teaching. Some people are... So you need to be in the office. You need to be in the office.
Yeah.
I didn't even mean to imply that. So you need to be at work. So therefore, bittul menocha. Therefore, if you'd have a fourth aliyah, fifth aliyah, sixth aliyah, it's just not right. People, so bittul menocha, chomim, fully understanding, fully on. You need to make sense. Makes sense. Three aliyahs and no more. V'gam im haftirin mitamze, and also there is no haftir because of that very reason. So if anybody asks why is there no haftir on weekday, the answer is because we need to get to work. Right. So Chachamim understood that people need to go to work. Save base. Yeah, the Dakone, that's right, yeah. Yeah. Save base, Mishum Shemafsikin Bishabas Bishachis. Shom Kurim Bemincha. Not Mishum, excuse me. Mokrim Shemafsikin Bishabas Bishachis. The place that we interrupt Shabbos. Shachis, Shom! There! That very place. Kurim Bemincha. That's what we're going to be learning Bemincha. And Mondays and Thursdays and the following Shabbos. Now, I just want to point out over here the Ramah, the Ramah here. Yeah, okay, let's discuss the Ramah. Or maybe prior to that, maybe let's address the following. I need to maybe stop here for a moment. There is a very interesting machlokes in the Achronim. It's actually... It's an interesting thought. What exactly is the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah? Is it that you and you and you and you and me and everybody have an obligation to listening to Lining on Mondays and Thursdays in Shabbos Mincha? Option number one. We all have an obligation. Or, no, there is no such obligation. The obligation is only... that every minyan, every tzibur has an obligation to line on Mondays and Thursdays. So you know, the Loshna Poskim is it a choivas yochid? He's an individual, every obligation to listen to a leining? Or maybe no, there's no obligation on an individual. There's an obligation on a minyan, choivas tzibur. Now it's true that you have to be part of a tzibur. It's true because we need to go to a shul anyway. You need to daven with the minyan. But the obligation really is an obligation on the tzibur and not on the yochid. Does the chakira make sense to you, Rabbi Yisai?
What's the practice?
It won't be an afkamina. An afkamina, for instance, will be... if there was... And I'll tell you a nice afkamina. An afkamina, for instance, will be... There was no minyan. There was no minyan on a Monday. Now, if it's, let's think this through. There was no minyan on Monday. Now, the question is, do you have to make up the leining? You have to make up the leining. Now, if it's a choivas yochid, what are you going to say? If it's an obligation on an individual, what are you going to say?
If it was being done in shul, but he missed it, then he shouldn't have to make it up for himself.
He has to make up for himself. You missed. There was no minyan on. You have an obligation.
Unless it's like Kriya Shema, you miss it one day.
Good. Okay, we'll get to that. Good point. We'll get to that. But let's hold on for a moment. If it's a Chayvas Yochid, an obligation on every single one, then if you missed the obligation, you have to make up the obligation. You have to make sure you fulfill your obligation. If it's a Chayvas Tzibur, so... The tzibur have done it. Or even if the tzibur haven't done it, but it's not your obligation to make up for it. Does that make sense, of Gideon? Chavas tzibur, chavas yochid. It's nice nafkamina. Does that make sense? Practical nafkamina. Okay, that's a nice chakira which is brought down in the Achronim. And maybe we'll get to a conclusion. Now, let's leave this open for now. It's machloikas with... Chakira is it chavas yochid or chavas tzibur? Nafkamina will be, if there was no minyan on a Monday morning, there was no minyan. Do you have to make up, yes or no? What's the answer? What do you think? What's your gut feeling?
No.
No? Explain, elaborate.
If it's been on the Sibur.
Yeah.
And there's no Sibur.
Good. No, good. Can you hear it? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the Kanos Institute of the Kanos.
Very good. It could be, I think it's the Pashtus. Yeah. I think it's the Pashtus. So that could be that if there's no Sibur, there's no minyan, you don't have to make up. Okay, so we'll get to that, Mitzvah Shem. There's no clear consensus within the poskim. It seems to be stiras, but it's definitely not shaila that we need to know with regards to Gezer Torah. Okay, having said that, we're going to the next Ramah over here. Tamon Seif Beis is really, really, really important, and we'll speak about that tomorrow. Hashem, just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem. We learned about the final part of taking out the Sefer Torah. We learned that the various psukim that ought to be said. Mishnah Berurah says you lift up the Sefer Torah three times, as you pointed out on Shabbos. We, the Minhag HaOlam, which is say Berich Shmei as well, hold Sefer Torah on the right hand side. The Mishnah Berurah then explains the takana of landing on Mondays and Thursdays, that in order to make sure that there's no 3 days that are hearing Torah. It's the takana of Ezra, of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we learned that that you never add, there's three people called up for the Torah. If you don't add and don't take, not more, not less than three. The only exception is two chasanim. If it's two chasanim, you're allowed to both deserve an aliyah. You're going to give them revi. And Ramah says, not only two chasanim, but two balei bris as well. But Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag is not like that. It doesn't really happen. We don't add. And then we spoke about the general concept of Chovas Tzibur or Chovas Yochid. Good evening, Rabbi Isai.